This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Singer, songwriter, rapper, and R&B guy Frank Ocean released his first new album in 4 years this past weekend, Blonde, it's called. But that wasn't all. In the style of Beyoncé and Lemonade this spring, there was a visual album as well and an art magazine, which you could buy at one of the Frank Ocean pop-up shops that appeared here in the U.S. and in the U.K. So a new normal for the music industry, perhaps? Wesley Morris is the culture critic at the New York Times. He is who we call to talk about stuff like this. Wesley, good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Kai. What's happening?
Well, lots, but, you know, we'll talk about some other stuff, too. Frank Ocean and this, you have to call it a product release, right? I mean, it was a big whole smash, this thing was.
Yeah, yeah. And so good, in fact, that it got you to read some of it on the air.
Know.
That was
I
the highlight
know.
Of my week.
Well, I just for those who might have missed it, it was the McDonald's Man poem by Kanye West, which was in Frank Ocean's zine. Or is it zine or magazine? What do you think?
I don't think we should be calling it a zine.
Right,
a zine
okay.
is a tiny, like, insignificantly produced thing that means a lot to a lot of people.
Right.
But that was not a zine. This Boys Don't Cry is a coffee table behemoth.
Okay, so let me ask you then the question I should have started with 45 seconds ago. How an album drops today, and when I say album, I mean the whole smash, the visual album, the magazine, all this, how it mm-hmm. drops today sort of influences how it is received. Does that stand the smell test for you?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I see this as a critic. It's much harder to practice criticism on something whose mere existence, and I mean all of its existence, means so much to so many people and whose arrival was so breathlessly anticipated. I don't think anybody knew they were going to get all the stuff they got. They got a 45-minute video right. of Frank Ocean woodworking. They got this 300-page beautifully produced magazine, and they got an album on top of that, like as a bonus. They actually got two albums because
right.
Endless comes with a soundtrack.
Endless, the film, the visual album is actually scored, I guess. What do you make, though, of this whole idea of a visual album?
I just liked it better when they called a music video. I don't know.
I was going to ask that, but I figured you would dump on me for that.
No, of course I wouldn't dump on you for that. They're videos. I mean, these aren't new concepts. I think that the immediacy, the suddenness of their arrival is what's new.
Do you think, though, now that people who really want to have an impact, and I'm talking, you know, top rank artists like Beyonce, like Frank Ocean, like all these folks, do they have to now do this entire package?
No. I think that what real power to me is going to look like now is somebody who can just release a record and have it capture the nation's attention.
Huh.
I think that's where we're going back to. I think I don't want to call all of these things stunts. I think they are exercises in power, right?
Wow.
You want to know how much power you've commanded yep. or you can command in this version of your pop star self. And I think the hilarious line to get into that magazine.
Yeah, apparently it was crazy,
just,
right?
It was. I got to the line and I was just like, good luck, y'all. I'll just wait and get a copy from somebody at work.
Oh, that's too funny. Last thing on the way out here. What did you think of the music?
Okay, so my thing is, this is a very introverted artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of what's interesting about this record, or a lot of what's disappointingly interesting about this record is the way he obscures himself. He just distorts his voice. He does interesting yep. things with it. You get a lot of music, but you don't get very many songs. And I've listened to it now about, I don't know, maybe a dozen times. And I don't have that kind of chills down my spine.
Yep.
thing that I had with Channel Orange.
Right. Wesley Morris writes on culture and a bunch of other stuff at the New York Times. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Kai.